Now, this happened to be the 50th birthday of the PM programme. If it was a quiet time of year, we'd probably fill a week's worth of shows with archived material. But it isn't a quiet time of year, and we've all had enough of happy birthday over the last month or two. So we thought we might just slip in a quick acknowledgement of our five decades by playing the first moments back in 1970. PM, presented by William Hardcastle and Derek Cooper.
It's PM at 5 PM. This is William Hardcastle
and Derek Cooper
with the programme that sums up the day, and your evening starts here.
Well, Mr. Hardcastle, about the manner of presentation of the programme, it is a kind of breathless programme. I'm talking about The World at One. I know you're now starting a new one. Let me try and imitate the way you introduce it. The World, 1, 2, 3, 4, this weekend. The latest news headlines this Sunday lunchtime. Well, it gives all an impression of a tremendous drama, something being almost larger than life all the time, doesn't it? Do you really intend that?
The sound of the tables being turned in this first edition of the PM programme, the Home Secretary, Mr. James Callaghan, will be getting his own back and interviewing me.
The Guatemala slaying, the background from the key centres, and a highly individual comment from Rennie Cutforth.
The vindication of the Reverend Michael Bland. He will be telling us how he feels.
All the news today, what the evening papers say, question time in the Commons, PM stock market report, what to look at and listen to tonight.
See? Hasn't changed a bit. That was PM then, presented by William Hardcastle and Derek Cooper, April the 6th, 1970. It's the first time I've ever heard that. But very, very different time now, though, of course. Talking of time, we will, by the way, be starting at the programme by default at 4:30. That is our plan now. It allows us to accommodate the daily briefing. Suggestion. That is PM's 50th birthday edition. Thank you to Penny Mays for writing in, remembering the very first one and not being impressed, but obviously still listening. Our studio director today was Antonio Fernandez. Our editor was Rosie Seed, and the team in broadcasting have...
Now, it's not really a time for celebrations, but today marks the 50th anniversary of The World Tonight, which launched on the 6th of April 1970, presented by a giant of broadcasting, Douglas Stewart, whose voice you heard in our opening headlines. We're going to leave you tonight with a reminder of some of the events and voices that have shaped the programme over the past five decades. Good night.
It's 10 o'clock. This is The World Tonight with Robin Lustig. Thousands of Syrians have been fleeing from heavy fighting between rebels and forces loyal to President Assad.
We'll be talking. America is tonight reeling from a devastating series of terrorist attacks which has caused catastrophic destruction and loss of life. Two hijacked passenger aircraft were deliberately crashed into the twin towers of the World Trade Center in...
Tonight's announcement from East Berlin must surely spell the end of the Berlin Wall. How long, I wonder, before the bulldozers move in to tear down that ugliest of eyesores which has disfigured Berlin for the past 28 years. Tonight, about...
Stock markets have gone into free fall after the collapse of Lehman Brothers, but the US Treasury Secretary tonight insisted the American financial system is sound.
It's 10 o'clock. Good evening and welcome to a specially extended edition of The World Tonight. I'm Ruthula Shah in Westminster on an historic night. The government has suffered the worst defeat in a century.
The ayes to the right, 202. Yay! The noes to the left, 400.
Crowds in Parliament Square cheer the rejection of Theresa May's deal. She called for MPs to cooperate. Well, some of the voices that have graced the programme over the years, you heard also from Robin Lustig, Claire Balderson and Sean Lay. And Douglas Stewart, who I mentioned earlier, the very first presenter of this programme, used to end it by saying, "And that is the end of The World Tonight." Good evening.
Many happy returns to The World Tonight. Studio direction this evening was by Antonio Fernandez, and the editor was Anna Korachinska.